بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Well, the question that comes to mind is that are the souls, the souls of the dead people, be benefited from what we do here for them, for their sake? Since we have in Quran, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, so isn't there any contradiction in with these two things? Because we hear that they may be benefited. We ask Allah the Almighty to forgive them. Mm-hmm. Is this forgive that this kind of supplication that we are doing would be beneficial for them or not? Is it, in contradiction with the Quranic verse that says this? Mm-hmm.
In fact, the life of intermediary life, barzakh, itself is a kind of achieving perfection, and still there people have such kind of progress till the day of judgment.
In barzakh?
In barzakh. For example, we have the hadith that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, those who are Shia and they have some sins, barzakh is a chance for them to be punished for their sins, to be pure for the interest into.
And is there the possibility of repenting?
No, it's not repenting. It's a kind of punishment and torture and atonement, mm-hmm, for removing the sins from their souls. And on the other side, there are good people that they have some good actions. These are, for example, ahadith narrated by Sunni and Shia. For example, when you build a mosque, when you build, for example, a hospital, when an alim has written a book and the person is dead and people read the book and benefit a lot. As long as this book is with people, among people, they can benefit from the book. When they read something, they learn something, they
reward. So the same story is with the hereafter, when the soul is there,
because there on the day of judgment, there is no one left here. And no one is using the book. The practice is over. It is only the reward. Mm.
So.
But here, sometimes you have your action and you're doing something good. For example, you perform salat, it takes 4 rak'ah. For example, 5 minutes. Sometimes you do one action, you stop the action, but the effect of your action is continuous.
Yeah.
Like writing a book, like building a mosque. As long as people go there and perform salat, the reward that they are attaining also comes to you, even though nothing is decreased from theirs. Or for example, if a person, builds a bridge, builds a hospital, builds a mosque, builds a school, for example. When the person is dead, still the reward and these are the outcome of his own action.
Exactly.
But this is a kind of a constant action that he has. Mm. So for some people, there are such rewards coming, indirectly from their own action. Exactly. People perform salat, but because the mosque is is built by him, the reward goes to him. Or he has written a book.
Exactly.
And also we have a hadith that also in Quran, it is better to mention the verses of Quran. For example, you see that the angels do istighfar, they repent for some believers. So you see it is possible for some people, angels, to repent for believers. Or to do dua, pray for believers. Or for example, about the those who are sinful, Quran says, if Rasulullah pray for you and do istighfar for you, repent for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers him and forgives you. So you see, it is possible for...
How about the pagans and infidels? Do they have the same process? If they left something bad for the people, up until the time that people are being, harmed with the work that they have started or established, they will be punished there in the
barzakh. Exactly. Those who have traditions that the rank sunnah, rank traditions, those who have established some rank traditions, as long as the tradition is among people, as long as the effect of the whatever they have done is with people, and people do bad actions, the sin also goes to them, even though the sin of the person who is performing it won't be removed.
So it's not in contradiction with the Quranic verse where it's in the linsan and laysa.
In fact, this is why this is exactly. In fact, you can say the result of their own action in general.
Result of their actions. So basically, when the angels are, in fact, praying for the people or for the believers, or in, if I mean, some actions are still working, I think it's good to go to the graveyards and pay visit to the graves of mu'mineen and believers.
And also, we have many hadiths that, for example, it is mentioned again in Sunni and Shia books that they come, for example, to Prophet and they say, is it beneficial, for example, to perform Hajj on behalf of our dead people? Says it is the greatest thing that you can do for them. Or to perform Salat, to perform, fasting on their behalf. The compensatory fasting, for example, compensatory Salat, or to recite Quran. These are all mentioned that are beneficial for them to do. Or, for example, there is a hadith narrated in the book Sahih al-Muslim. It is from Aisha, the wife of Rasulullah. She says that kana Rasulullah yakhruj akhar al-layl ila al-baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This is a very important issue that we are going to, inshallah, to elaborate in detail and ask different aspects in this regard. That is to see whether it is allowed to go to and visit the graveyards or not. This is, I think, the subject of our next program, inshallah, then we'll discuss in detail in this regard. Sorry for interruption, inshallah. We'll continue our discussion in this life after death. Again, thanks for your participation in this program, and you, dear viewers, for staying tuned up to the end of this program and joining us with this program that is Quran and Today's Life. Please do follow this series of programs and join us in our next programs with different commentaries and exegesis of the Holy Quran with the issue of the life after death. Till then, have a very good time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
www.voiceislam.com